defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
The Rhino, and this is my report today, Monday, October 24th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network headquarters in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So imagine waking up one morning and being able to speak an entirely new language fluently. Well, that happened to one Georgia teenager, sort of. Reuben Ensimo, he was a goalkeeper at Brookwood High School in Georgia, had a concussion. He was kicked in the head. He went into a three-day coma, woke up. Now he's speaking Spanish fluently. Fluently. No one knows how it happened. Not a single person. Doctors can't explain it. Nothing. Well, apparently it had started to wear off, and he's back to speaking English. Very, very strange stuff here. The coach of this team said he's not sure if he'll let Reuben play goalie anymore without a helmet. So I guess if you want to speak Spanish, go play soccer? I don't know. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, Donald Trump gives his modern-day version of the Gettysburg Address on Sunday. However, instead of channeling Abraham Lincoln, he seemed to be following in the footsteps of campaign advisor Newt Gingrich. Also, new revelations show that the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails may have been compromised from the inside. We'll discuss what we know and what you need to know before you vote 15 days from today. And a new poll released on Sunday shows a 12-point lead for Hillary Clinton. However, it just so happens the poll coincides with early voting opening in one key battleground state. We'll go over the poll and explain why it's nothing more than a one-off with the intent of misinforming the early voter. All that, plus if Trump voters are concerned, they certainly aren't showing it, according to recent rally numbers. And what words of advice do you think George H.W. Bush gave to Bill Clinton in 1996? We have a copy of the note he left in the Oval Office for President Clinton. And finally, shiver me timbers, did you know that pirates might take over the North Atlantic this Saturday? Are you ready? All right, let's get to our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to today. But first, check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Two new articles up there. You can sign up for the newsletter there. And there's a contact page. You can always contact me there or by email. My email, of course, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. There's a How to Listen tab there. You can find your zip code, plug your zip code in. It'll tell you exactly what station we're on in your area. And as always, follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you.
Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Do you have the Mondays today? A case of the Mondays? I don't know. This weekend seemed to go by really, really fast. But we had a lot of action on the website this weekend, and the downloads all over the podcasting platforms, whether it was iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. Tons and tons of downloads this weekend. People are starting to pay attention. This thing is... it's picking up steam, and some people feel like, you know, maybe this election can't come soon enough. And there are other people who believe this election, well, we need to perhaps protract it another couple of weeks. And those typically are your Donald Trump supporters. But before we get into all that, there was one story that I wanted to, I guess it's a follow-up. We'll call it a follow-up story. It involves everybody's favorite gold medal swimmer, Ryan Lochte, this national treasure, right? He's a hero. It's amazing who we elevate to the level of hero these days. Well, a Brazilian judge has refused to dismiss charges against Lochte. In fact, it's getting kicked up the circuit there in Brazil. It looks like he won't have to go to prison, which would be hard to do since he's not in Brazil. They'd have to extradite him. It'd be a whole thing. But instead, just face a fine. So, just a fine, which is what the other guys who were involved in this paid to get out of there. It was like a ransom, right? If you pay a stipend to this charity, we'll let you leave. It was something like that. It was really ridiculous. But it just goes to show you, you can go out one night, you can get plaster drunk, hang out at a strip joint, then urinate in public, destroy private property, lie to the authorities, lie to the media, flee the country in the dark of night, leaving your friends behind, and you can still be on ABC's number one show, Dancing with the Stars. So that's a great message that Disney is sending all of the kids out there. Great, great message. So looks like just a fine. He'll probably pay it with whatever his new sponsor is now. He's got a ton of new sponsors. They're all kind of dopey sponsors now. It's not like Speedo and Nike anymore. It's like cough drops and some stupid stuff. But whatever. That's Ryan Lochte. It's a follow-up, so we'll do it. Now, getting back to this election. I don't know if you guys heard about this. 15 days from now. 15 days, most of us will go out and we'll cast our vote. Now, there are some states that are open. States like North Carolina have had their early voting open for a while, but not their polling places. See, now today in Florida, you can actually show up to a poll and vote. Mainly the early voting consists of absentee ballots generally. Florida a little bit different in this regard. So they're showing up today, and there's supposedly like 1.3 million ballots already cast in Florida out of their 13 million registered voters. So 10% early. That's pretty good for an early voter turnout. But some people are getting a little discouraged. And I saw it on Twitter and I saw it on Facebook. And I wasn't real active on either one over the weekend. A little bit here and there. Maybe Friday, Saturday night. But that was about it. And people are getting discouraged. But it's not time to throw the towel in yet. It's really not. I think a lot of this came yesterday when we saw the release of this ABC poll that showed Hillary Clinton with a 12-point lead. And we'll rip that poll apart a little bit later on in the show because it's a total one-off. There's very little credible information in that poll. And then when you combine it with what we're seeing out of Podesta's emails today about how he was communicating with polling companies and how he wanted these companies to sample and oversample, you'll throw this one right in the garbage. There are tracking polls out there. You have, like, your LA Times, your Investors Business Daily, and your Rasmussen. These are your three daily tracking polls that are all saying the same thing. And then you have these media polls, which you can never trust. Never trust these media polls that are all over the map. Just as a preview, this ABC poll sampled 9% more Democrats unweighted, okay? And then there was a whole interjection of other data from 2 weeks ago. I mean, it was a mess. This poll is a mess. But it made a lot of headlines yesterday. I mean, every single newscast, nightly news, led with this poll. Hillary up 12 points. It's over for Donald Trump. There's no more path to the presidency. How many times did you hear that yesterday? Just so happens Florida starts voting today. It's all in an effort to throw you off. But the rallies are still big. The rallies are still much, much bigger. 15, 20,000 people showing up to see Donald Trump and to hear Donald Trump. It is less Hillary versus Donald as much as it's a referendum on open borders. Or no. Do you support law enforcement? Yes or no. Do you support a strong military? Yes or no. These are very, very simple things. Do you believe that people in the public eye in politics should be above the law? Yes or no. Do you believe business as usual is fine and we're just used to it and we should never change? Yes or no. It's not Hillary versus Donald, and it really can't be because neither candidate is looked at in a very healthy light, for lack of a better term. Their unfavorables are very high. And at this point, you will not bring them back up. The only thing that brings up Hillary Clinton's favorables is in a Reuters poll where they sample 25% more Democrats. Then she gets close to 50%. Other than that, they're very unliked by the other side. People forget that. While Donald Trump may have a 55% unfavorable, his supporters very much like him. Strongly like him. And if you look at states like New Hampshire, Kelly Ayotte, okay, running for re-election there, it's very possible that the people down ballot could help Trump at the top of the ballot. You're not going to see a lot of people. I know there's the Never Trumpers out there who are going to go out and they're going to vote for congressmen and they're going to vote for senators and they're not going to vote at the top of the ticket, right? They've been saying this for months and months. I've had it up to my earlobes with hearing that. But there are enough people out there who may say, you know what? I'll go vote for Kelly Ayotte. I'll go vote for Pat McCrory. And they may get into the voting booth and go, you know what? All right, I'll vote the top of the ticket. So if someone like McCrory can win North Carolina as the governor re-election, there's a very good chance Donald Trump wins North Carolina. And the same thing happens out in Nevada. They have that seat open for Harry Reid. Very competitive. But the Republican out there, Heck, seems to have, he's within 2 or 3 points up or down depending on the poll. And then you have Ayotte in New Hampshire. And Portman in Ohio has a big lead over Strickland. Strickland is the guy who said we're better off that Scalia died because it saved big labor. That killed his campaign. Absolutely killed it. Here is someone running for U.S. Senate who just applauded the death of a Supreme Court justice. Campaign over. Over. You don't think people who vote for Portman might also vote for Donald Trump? I don't think Ohio's in play. I really don't. Florida, Marco Rubio, doing very well in Florida. This thing is not over. Do not throw in the towel yet. Mainstream media wants you to think it's over, so you do not go out and vote. That's what they want. Don't give in to them. All right, we'll be back with a couple more poll numbers. And we have a lot to do today, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time, on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Now, let me give you an example of something. This is local. I get it, but sometimes things locally tend to have this echo chamber effect nationally. There was a poll. I want to say it was, let's call it 2 weeks ago, maybe three. And it was conducted by our local news here on Long Island, News Channel 12, Long Island. Terrible, terrible news outlet. Very, very liberal. Owned by Altice. It's an Optimum, or it's now Altice. It was James Dolan who owns the Rangers and the Knicks, just FYI. They did a poll that showed Donald Trump in the lead on Long Island by, I think it was 5 points. It was five or six, something in that area. Which I believe that was a little light, but okay, I'll take it. I'll take the lead. They come out Friday with a new poll, this time in conjunction with Hofstra University. Now, Hofstra is the same college, of course, that had the first presidential debate. It's located in Hempstead, New York, just a jewel of Nassau County, if you can't sense my sarcasm there. And this new poll says Donald Trump is down by 10 on Long Island. So a 15 or 16-point swing in 2 weeks. And they referenced the Billy Bush thing and the 9 or 11 or 25 women, whatever it has been, that have come out and accused Donald Trump. And we'll get into that in a minute, because I know you guys want to hear about this. So now Donald Trump is down. And I've seen the number everywhere. They have plastered this number all over local media. On the apps they own, on everything, on every channel they own. So I said, let me try to reach out to them, because I didn't see any sampling or methodology anywhere. I looked and I dug. So I reached out to Channel 12, No response. I reached out to Hofstra University, their department for suburban polling. No response. Nobody wants to tell me what the sampling is. Now, being involved in politics on Long Island for quite a while, I have a good handle on what voter turnout is here. And I have a very strong suspicion this poll was sampled terribly in order to sway the electorate, as we're seeing. And we see with SurveyMonkey, and we see with Reuters, to sway the electorate. Most of you aren't buying it. It's the people who aren't that involved. The people who have just been listening to NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt for the last 6 or 8 months, who hear about it, who are sick of hearing about it, who say, oh, Donald Trump's a jerk, I can't vote for him. It's primarily the low-information voter who gets affected by these types of polls. Now, the new thing is Donald Trump is against democracy. He's against it. He doesn't want democracy. And where do they get that from? Well, by the fact that he said, may not. That's the real battle here. Do we let influential people dictate how our country is run? And we can use buzzwords like elitists and Hollywood types and whatever. It's, do we let these people, a handful of people sitting at 30 Rock in New York City, do we let them determine our policy for the next 4 years? And the answer, in my opinion, is an unequivocal no. Absolutely not. So it's not Donald Trump versus democracy. It's democracy versus mainstream media. And which side do you want to be on? The only way to beat them is to go out in 15 days and cast your vote. If you think you're better off, if you have a bigger house, a better job, you make more money, your schools are safer, your towns are safer, by all means, vote for Hillary Clinton, because for some reason that's working for you. But if you can't answer a resounding yes to all of those, like Donald Trump says, what do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose in this. It either goes on the same way it's been going on, or it changes. Or it changes. So this weekend, Donald Trump does a Gettysburg address.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Here on CRN, we'd like to keep you updated on what's happening in wine throughout the state of California. Napa, Sonoma, the Pacific Coast has great regions like the Central Coast area, Paso Robles, Santa Barbara, Temecula. Join our very own Larry Van Alst as he takes a look at what's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report. It comes your way Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. right here on CRN. Winemakers, superstars, wine growers, and more with Larry Van Alst. What's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. It was brought to my attention that we have some internet problems. This is what happens. Start talking bad, start talking ill about Optimum and their dopey news channel 12 program, and they cut off your internet. They cut it right off. Oh, that news channel 12. I gotta tell you, it is the biggest collection of boneheads I've ever seen on news. Absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. All right, let's get to, before they cut us off again, let's get to what happened this weekend with Donald Trump. Gettysburg, he makes his Gettysburg Address. This was a good idea. It was a nice idea, sort of invoking that spirit of patriotism, sort of. I mean, I know Civil War versus Revolutionary War. I get it. There's a difference there. But you guys get the point. He's there at a historic landmark where a tremendous battle took place. And by the way, if you ever have the chance to go to Gettysburg, you should go. It is a beautiful, beautiful town in southern Pennsylvania, southeastern Pennsylvania, actually. And spend, I would say, 2 or 3 days there. It's not just a drive-through job. You have to kind of spend some time, take the tour, the walking tour, the driving tour. Really, really cool stuff there. So Donald Trump unleashes his contract with the American worker. It's a 6-point plan. The first point is a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. How long have we been beating this drum? Finally, somebody's out there with the public opinion of term limits. It seems to never come up because we can't expect these people to vote themselves out of a job. Now, I'm not sure what the president can do. I mean, you would think executive order, but that would never hold up because Congress would sue him in 2 seconds. It would go back to the Supreme Court, and they would say he was overstepping. So there's not much he can do as the president there. You would need to get a lot of these grassroots people winning spots in the House and the Senate over the next few years to really sort of make that happen. It's not easy to add an amendment to our Constitution, but I like where his head's at. Because you get rid of these people who sit in Congress for years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. They're richer when they get out than they were beforehand. It's honestly an assault on our democracy. That's what it is. Second, a hiring freeze on all federal employees except military, public safety, and public health. Yes, this is another good idea. We do not need millions and millions of government employees in this country. Way too much money is spent on pensions, on salaries, way too much. Their health insurance, They get free insurance, but we all got to pay for it? No. So this is a great idea. In fact, I would even take this a step further, and this is just my opinion. I get rid of the USPS tomorrow. Tomorrow. They lose $59 billion. $59 billion. But somehow DHL, UPS, FedEx handle twice the amount of material that the USPS does, and they make money. All right? But he didn't include that in here, so it's not there. Third, a requirement for every new federal regulation. Two existing regulations must be eliminated. I like that. Every new law you make, take two off the books. Take two. There's thousands and tens of thousands of pages of code in this country of regulation. I would say take five away, but we'll start with two. Start with two. I like that. A five-year ban on White House and congressional officials becoming lobbyists after they leave government service. That's what happens. These people get voted out, and all of a sudden, they become lobbyists. We have the inside track. Maybe we didn't win our re-election. That's fine. No big deal. We have the inside track, though. We have everyone's ear. And we know which way to direct money because we know who is more susceptible to accepting money. Get it? All right, so five-year ban on that. I'm there with you on that one. A lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government. This is directly aimed at Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, directly with their Clinton Foundation and the quid pro quo that goes on there on just about a daily basis. I like this too. Good idea. Sixth, a complete ban on foreign lobbyists raising money for American elections. Well, that is just common sense. I know there's not a whole lot of room for common sense in politics. But here it is. This is a very, very simple agenda, except for maybe the term limits. That would be a long fight. But what you would see is this would be an issue that would come up, let's say, 6 months before the next interim or midterm elections. That's when you would bring this up. So now you have people on record saying they don't want to leave their nice, cushy, cozy jobs and they get ousted in a primary or in a general. That's tough to bring up in your first 100 days. You're going to have to wait about a year to do that. But I like it. I just wish he wouldn't have gone off on this tangent about suing the women who accused him. I get it. You're going to do that, and that's fine. I encourage you to exercise your right to do that. Just don't say it in a speech like this. He doesn't step on his own feet all that often. Mainstream media wants to say he does it all the time. He doesn't. Once in a while, he does. And this was one of those once in a whiles. He also said he wants to either withdraw or renegotiate NAFTA. We've heard that from just about the first speech we heard from him on June 16th of 2015. He'll withdraw from TPP and he'll get the Keystone Pipeline moving again. Get it moving. We need to produce our oil here. We can no longer rely on Saudi Arabia and the Middle East. It's way too unstable over there. We have the biggest reserve of oil and natural gas in this country, more than any other country on the planet. We need to tap into that, and we need the pipeline. Need the pipeline. All right. That was the Gettysburg Address. The big news today, we got more big news today about this this possible impropriety here with the FBI and their investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. There was an agent at the top of this, overseeing all of this, who may have been influenced by DNC and Super PAC money given to him by Terry McAuliffe, Governor Terry McAuliffe, Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe, former chair of the DNC, Terry McAuliffe, not to mention tremendous Clinton ally. The FBI says nothing to see here. Have they really gone this far down the toilet? Are they no longer credible? Can we no longer look at them and say, here is an outstanding law enforcement body? That's hard. That's a hard pill to swallow. We'll talk about that in a couple of new polls. Plus, are pirates going to take over the North Atlantic this weekend? Hang in there, guys.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, we're off and running. This time, no unnecessary Optimum internet interruptions. Not that I'm aware of. So that's pretty good. Made it through 8 minutes there. All right. We're going to talk about this FBI impropriety with the investigation and Terry McAuliffe and this Andrew McCabe, who's the FBI's deputy director. We're going to talk about this for probably a few days, but just going to lay it out real quickly here because we have polls to get to. Very, very important polls to get to. Andrew McCabe is the FBI's deputy director, and he was in charge, or one of the people in charge, of the email investigation with Hillary Clinton. Just so happens, his wife, okay, Dr. Jill McCabe, she was running for a state senate, okay, in Virginia. Terry McAuliffe's PAC gave her almost $500,000 for that run, and then the Virginia Democratic Party spent an additional $200,000 on that campaign for Andrew McCabe's wife. So the Democrats give his wife all this money to run for state senate, and he's one of the people in charge of the Hillary Clinton investigation. There is no way to keep them separate. I heard Julie Rudzinski, whatever her name is, saying on Outnumbered today, that, well, at what point is a wife separate from her husband and this and that? You know what? When you're married, you're not. You're not. You're one of the same. You're one of the same. And if you don't believe that, fine, I get that. And if you don't believe that, you're probably a liberal. But I believe when you get married, you are one of the same. So money given to her is money given to him. I get it. She spent it on her campaign. But it still shows an influence. That was her campaign funds were given to her by a Clinton ally, his PAC, and the Democrat Party in Virginia. Yet her husband is supposed to be impartial when it comes to potentially prosecuting one of the person who gave her money, one of their friends. All right, we're going to have a lot of time to talk about this, but those are the broad strokes. And the FBI, I hate to say it, I really do. It's a disgraced organization at this point. It really is. Really is. All right, like I said, early voting underway in Florida right now. About 1.3 million ballots have already been cast, and those were the absentee ballots. That's about 10% of what the registered population in Florida is, which is about 13 million. 10% is pretty high, pretty high. People are getting out. They're voting. Now, you'll see some places were reporting over the weekend that Hillary Clinton's leading in North Carolina, the early voting. She's leading in Ohio. No. Completely wrong. They sent out more ballots to Democrats. Registered Democrats, okay? They didn't count anything. Nothing's been counted yet. But they want to make it sound like she's winning. No votes have been counted. Those are the ballots that were sent out, too. So they sent out more registered Democrat ballots, okay? Over registered Republican ballots or registered independent ballots or whatever. So don't let them fool you here. Ballots get counted in 15 days. That's when they get counted. All right, this ABC poll, total sham. She's up 50 to 38. Even Zero Hedge is calling them out. And we see emails from Podesta saying they should sample higher minority areas, more sympathetic areas to try and get the numbers as high as they can for Hillary so that mainstream media will further the narrative that she is winning. These are all in the Podesta emails. But real quickly, Mr. Aleppo has 5% in this poll. Jill Stein has 2% in this poll, somewhat non-factors. Now, they also interject polling data from October 13th, just a couple of days after the Billy Bush video got to sink in. Remember that? They have polling data from then that they've interjected into this poll because they didn't have enough of a sampling. So, total one-off this poll. And my big problem with this poll was the questioning in it. Not a ton of time to get into it, but they ask a lot of questions about how Donald Trump treats women. But they don't ask any questions in the poll about WikiLeaks. They don't ask any questions in the poll about quid pro quo, the Clinton Foundation, nothing. It's all leading. You're leading the individual who's taking the poll. They say Trump has refused to say whether or not he would accept the election's outcome if Clinton wins. Do you approve or disapprove of Trump indicating he might not accept it? All right. See, the question should have said, Trump has refused to say whether or not he would accept the election outcome if she appears to win on election night. Nowhere in this poll does it say, hey, did you know that in 2000, Democrat candidate Al Gore refused to accept the results? Didn't say that anywhere. They ask a question about the presidential debate, the third one. From what you have seen, heard, or read about it, who, in your opinion, won the debate? And they all pick Hillary Clinton. The question should have been, it should have been a pre-qualified question. It should have said, did you watch it? If so, some of it, most of it, all of it. And you take out the some of it, and you only survey the most of it and all of it, and then you ask them who won. That's how you ask that question. Very, very simple statistics. You would learn that in the first week of a college-level statistics class, how to ask that question. Terrible. Absolutely terrible questioning. I would never, in a million years from now until 15 days from now, give ABC or WAPO any credit in their polling. All right. Quickly, Rasmussen, 1,500 people surveyed, 3-day rolling average, Trump 43, Hillary 41, Mr. Aleppo has 5, Jill Stein 3, 5% undecided, 88% of those people surveyed are certain how they'll vote. Of the people who are not certain how they'll vote on Election Day, Trump has a 12-point advantage there. So, among people who strongly approve of Obama's track record, Clinton gets 85%. Of those who don't strongly approve of his track record, 89% go Trump. Pretty common there. Let's see. 62% believe the national media setting the agenda for the election. That's Rasmussen. Trump maintains his 2-point lead this over the weekend. We also have an IBD poll to go over. And this one, they have a pretty good track record historically. And we'll go over that. Plus, are the Pirates coming to invade the North Atlantic this weekend? You don't want to miss that, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, Relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free three-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Listen to all of last week's shows and the week before that and the month before that and 8 months before that on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. You can follow me on Twitter. I say some pretty quippy things once in a while, at Rhino on Air. You can always email me, rhino@rwbnetwork.com. All right, let's move on to the IBD, the Investors Business Daily Tracking Poll. This thing is up and running. It went up last week. Started with the daily stuff. 41 all. It's all tied up. 41 all. By region, Donald Trump not doing too terrible. Down 4 points in the Northeast. He's up 1 in the Midwest. He's up 4 in the South. And he's down 5 in the West. That's pretty good. He leads in the middle age category. Leads men by 13, trails women by 11, so a 24-point gender gap. We've seen that just about everywhere. Up 17 with white voters, only has 13% of black and Hispanic voters. Why they combine those two, not really sure. Does well in the middle-income area, $30K to $50K a year. He wins with high school educated, some college educated. Trails by a little bit with college degree or more. He gets the crossover along party lines by 2 points. He gets 8% of Democrat support, while she gets 6% of Republican support. He has 83% of Republican support, and she has 80% of Democrat support. So he's plus 3 there in his own party. People who invest money. Interesting question. She leads people who invest a lot of money. 48 to 37. People who don't invest, he leads 46 to 33. Forwarding the narrative that she is in bed with Wall Street. He doesn't do well in urban areas. He's down 5 in suburban areas, and he's up 34 in rural areas. So there's a lot here. He's only up 5 with Catholics. A little interesting given what's been said about the Catholic Spring and their disdain for Catholics out of the Hillary camp. A little surprising there. Union households go Hillary by about 21 points. Non-union households go Trump by about 13 points. Head-to-head, it's all tied up still. Intensity of support, Trump has more intensity by 2%. Strongly support him as opposed to strongly support Hillary. And the likely to win, Hillary wins 54 to 19. 20% think it's too close to call. So unweighted, they survey the same amount of Democrats and Republicans. When they weight this poll, they survey about 60 more Democrats. So they're anticipating about a 10-20% higher turnout for Democrats this time around. So, again, take that for what it's worth. Trump's still tied. All right, last thing. Did you know Vikings could take over the North Atlantic this weekend? The North Atlantic, they could take over Iceland. It's crazy. The Vikings. Not the Vikings, the Pirates. What did I say? Vikings? Pirates. The Pirates are going to take over. It's called the Pirate Party. It's a party, a political party, that was formed 4 years ago, made up of anarchists, hackers, libertarians, and web geeks that feel public policy should be determined by polling. They want, like, a true democracy where everything is just decided on with, like, internet polling. It's crazy. It's the Pirate Party. They keep going back and forth with the Independence Party, which is, like, their establishment party. And they're saying that Brexit and Donald Trump winning the Republican nomination, along with the publication of the Panama Papers, it's what brought this thing to a head. The populism movement is alive and well, not only in Great Britain, not only in the United States, but in Iceland. Iceland, they're populists up there now. Who would have thought about this? So, they keep going back and forth between number one and number two in the polls, but they could win the national polling this weekend. Pirates taking over the North Atlantic. Guys, hope you had a great time today and have a great rest of your day today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great, great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.